Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SHIED Show.
Yeah.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Greg Hoyt.
Oh, good evening.
Robert SHIED.
Ladies.
Robert SHIED.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Robert SHIED. How about that kid?
Greg Hoyt. You call me Greg today. Don't you usually call me Gregory?
Usually.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
He's on a roll. He's on a kick. Mm-hmm. He's on some sort of a kick. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Ooh. You kind of left us hanging.
Who?
Last week. You.
I did?
Yeah.
About?
You left us hanging because you had apparently been getting these phone calls.
Ugh.
Phone calls from people who want something very specific
collection
from you.
Collection agents, right?
Those.
That specific thing is not, it's very, it's money.
Oh.
Money,
so you,
Robert.
So
money.
Have you paid them back in the past week and so now they're not calling you?
No. Actually.
No.
It's an interesting, so I feel like this whole process of mine.
Yes.
Oh, it's a process?
Could write a book. Oh, it's a process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you embark on it consciously, or was it a process that just happened?
No, it just happened.
Mm.
It just happened.
You woke up
There were some levels of conscious behavior ducked inside of it, but it was mostly unconscious.
Right, okay.
Is that the that sense of, oh my, oh well, what's another drop in the bucket here?
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you, right? You know how it really came to be?
How's that?
My friend Greg Hoyt, you know this kid?
Yeah,
that's me.
Is that Gregory Hoyt?
Gregory
sometimes
Hoyt.
He goes by Gregory.
Sometimes Gregory Hoyt.
Gregory Peter
Lewis.
Potentialist Hoyt.
Hoyt. Doesn't he have an acting academy? I think he does. Gregory Lewis Peter
Gregory,
Hoyt.
God, what the
he
heck?
He got to have the Lewis Hoyt Gregory Peter
Lewis
Hoyt.
School of Acting.
The School of Acting.
The School of Acting Academy.
Yeah,
I think is
which
right.
I think the motto is stop acting.
Yes, maybe. That's
sit down and shut up.
Yeah. His motto is shut up and stop acting.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Go ahead.
It was a while ago. It was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He got so violently angry with me, per usual. And he's like, "When are you gonna start stepping into your life and doing the thing that you're supposed to be? You were born to do."
Wow.
Which is what?
Which I don't still really know what it is, but he has a pretty clear idea of what he thinks it should be.
And it sounds to me like it was number one, quit your job.
Yes.
Number two. Get in a shit ton of debt.
Get into debt. Quit your job. Disregard all responsibility for your life and sit around and wait for the phone to ring so you get cast in the next
film. How did that work for you?
Not so good.
How did it work for Greg?
Worked great for him.
Because I didn't do that.
I know.
I didn't do any of those things.
I know. He just the problem is, Greg, you didn't give him detailed instructions. You laid it out obviously a little more loose than what it needed to be.
I need to tell him
day to day,
minute by minute,
everything he needs to do to make it happen right.
So I followed the Gregory Peter Lewis Hoyt school book of acting and making acting your business manual.
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, I'm in an awful lot of debt.
That the problem is, you only went to the orientation and then
you never went back for follow-up classes.
What else do you need?
No, orientation gets you started.
Let's talk about the truth.
The
truth is, Brian quit his job and then went and made a movie for free, essentially, for about a year and a half. Remember that?
Well, no, wait
that
a second.
That documentary that he made?
Oh, yeah.
That was that. That's really where this all started.
Yeah.
Brian decided,
which, by the way,
I'm going to do a lot of work on an awesome, awesome film.
It's All I Ever Wanted.
Yeah,
right.
The Airborne Toxic Event film.
And you
made
a great film.
Zero to negative $5 million on it.
That's not true. I didn't make any money on it. But so what? I made a movie, right, Robert?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that what I'm here to do?
This was the rationale.
Are you looking for validation from me on
this? This was the rationale. But I get concerned when he says, well, Greg told me to follow my dream and do this. Because I have
he
a
did
feeling,
very clearly say that.
Yeah, I have a feeling that maybe that's actually what he's thinking.
Oh, I wake up every day being like, I can't believe Greg. I can't believe I'm in this situation.
So does Greg stand to receive some phone calls from the collection agents?
Because
you are going to be telling them, you know what, Greg got me into this. You should just be calling him.
So All right, so let's get back into it. So now that there's a little backdrop of the whole thing of how I got into it, Gregory Hoyt, Acting Academy manual.
Yeah, yeah.
So last we left off, it was I had a little tete-a-tete, a little cat and mouse game of who is this and who is this.
Right. The don't tell him anything.
I'm not telling you nothing. Right. But you can make it easy or you make it hard, Mr. Giraud.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Giraud. So I was like, great. And I hung up the phone.
Right. Yeah.
So all that did was invite more phone calls to happen. Now, I got to be honest with you guys. I mean, we're talking minimum 10 calls a day this happens. The phone just keeps...
It blows my mind. But I mean...
So I look at it, and it's like an 800 number, an 888 number, whatever. And you see, the beautiful thing about modern technology is you can see who's calling you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose whether or not to accept the call. Whereas in the old days, the phone would just ring, and you just have to walk over to it and...
See who it is.
Pick it up. Right. See who's on the other line. You don't know who's on the other line.
Yeah, right. And then you hang it up.
And then you hang it up. And then you're like... Boom. So they're calling.
Yeah.
They want their money, man.
Yeah.
So I think the last we left off was it kept calling. Weeks went by, and I decided to get another itch and actually answer the phone.
Yes, you did.
So I answer the phone this time.
Were you bored this day or something?
I think they wore me down. They wore me down with the calls.
That's their plan.
They wore me down with the calls. It was constant call. I mean, we're talking 10 plus a day. I mean, every hour, a couple times an hour.
Psychological warfare.
Because it doesn't hurt them. It's a computer system that's dialing your number.
Oh, yeah. And there's several
people pressing numbers.
It's an automated situation.
If it picks up, then somebody patches in, and then they're there.
It's a robot.
So I decide to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just be like, here I am.
Right.
Hello? Looking at hello. And they have a whole like a thing that they have to say at the beginning, letting you know that it's being recorded.
Right.
And is this who they're looking for?
Sure. Yeah.
So they do their whole and I don't really know what that whole thing was, but it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Same
thing. We got it in the last episode. It was the whole
recording. You're being recorded. Yeah. Yep. You got them. And then boom, immediately you could hear a click.
Yes.
Because then someone, like, it was just an automated thing, but then, he answered.
The little pages.
So, boom, click, pages are ruffling, and now you got, you know, someone's got, we got someone.
Yep.
I can sense.
She, I'm sure, managers is so excited that somebody finally admitted to being the person that they're supposed to be.
6 weeks, this is the first person that she's got.
Got him on the phone.
Yeah, you got him. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Who's this? Now, again, I don't.
Just glaze over what you're going to say. Just go into the story.
What is it I was going
to
say?
You don't need
say?
To describe where the person's from in the country or in the world.
All right.
That's where
But I think
going.
It's better for storytelling purposes to actually do the voice.
Okay.
Go ahead and do the voice.
Just do the voice.
But maybe you can do the voice.
I can. You do the voice.
Yeah, because you don't know
I don't know the context. No. I've never had this experience.
Do the voice.
This is literally I don't do good accents, but this particular accent is the one I do the worst.
All right. Excellent. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Hello, Mr. Giraud.
Uh-huh. There it is. Okay.
Oh, I can do that.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Giraud.
There it is.
There it is. Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
May I have a parcel of your time?
Yeah, you got him. Who's this? Who am I speaking to?
This is Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Hey, Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Hello, Jeffrey.
Of the clan Katzenberg? the same clan. Where are you located?
I am in Bangladesh.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there were any Katzenbergs over there.
So Jeffrey Katzenberg from Bangladesh. I'm like, what are you doing? Why is Bangladesh calling me?
None of your concern, Mr. Giraud. I'm calling about your American Express card.
Okay. Yes, I'm aware why you're calling.
Ending Jeffrey, in 41000.
Jeffrey, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
Number one, I can barely understand what you're saying, so let's go ahead and just try to take it a little slow, okay?
Very good.
Okay. Number two, I know why you're calling. I know the account number, and I know the numbers you're throwing at me, okay?
Yes.
I know everything that you're about to tell me.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm telling you, there's nothing that this phone call is going to do that's going to rectify the situation. Do you understand that, Jeffrey?
I understand, Mr. Giraud. And it is my duty to entice you to pay a minimum of $4,000 today on your balance of $78,000.
Jeffrey, I don't owe you $78,000.
Consumer debt.
I'm making it up, so you have to do the way.
Yeah,
Jeffrey,
I'm not paying
you. I don't know the details.
You should have written him a script.
Yeah, exactly. Dick, I could have been reading this script.
Go ahead. No, so, Brian.
Yes.
Kind of a good character I just made up, though, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah,
it's good. You only insult a big portion of our country.
I do?
Yeah, no.
That wasn't insulting, right? That was actually, I wasn't like doing anything.
No, you were right on the mark. No. But I definitely, there were moments where I couldn't understand him very well.
Sure, sure.
Because he was talking to me from 8,000 miles away.
Literally around the world.
Okay, so. The connection wasn't great.
So you start off the conversation by just explaining this phone call is not going to do anything.
Literally, and they go right into it. Well, yeah. you owe us a certain amount of money. Today, yeah. We can get you back on track. A simple check. And immediately it was, give us your checking account number. We're going to go ahead and take $863 from it right now. And then we're going to get into a payment plan, blah, blah. And I literally was like, stop. I was like, stop, stop, stop. And he kept going. Like, he was reading a script.
Yeah.
It was exactly how Greg was starting.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Just reading it down. And it got to a point where I'm like, okay, you got to ride this guy out. He's just going to finish. And he's like, and I was like, stop. Jeffrey, stop. Finally, he stopped.
Yes.
And he's like, okay, what? I said, listen, I understand what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to understand that I have nothing to give you.
Mm-hmm.
I literally have zero to give you. Now, I'm recognizing I take full responsibility for the position I'm in. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah.
But I also have absolutely nothing to give you. I literally have nothing to give you. Because let me tell you something. I have to pay rent. I have to put food on the table, and I have to put gas in my car. Those are the three priorities that I have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Paying you, while I take responsibility for the initial reason of why you're calling me,
mm-hmm.
you're the last person I'm going to give money to. Because you're a major corporation.
Yeah.
And my couple thousand dollars that I can't give to you right now is not going to prevent you from not putting food on your table. Or putting...
Well, maybe Jeffrey might not be putting food on his table, but the company is...
He's representing a specific company.
Got it. Don't you understand that the Katzenberg clan out in Bangladesh is... a lot of kids he's got to feed.
Yeah.
A lot of mouths.
I came right out of right into the lion's mouth. Right at him.
Right.
Silence on the other side of the phone.
Because he doesn't
literally
have that
script. Literally, he was like, I hear pages ruffling. I hear...
Yeah. It's like, what do you do?
Then he's like, can you hold, please, Mr. Gerard?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right. So he's going to go fetch a higher power.
Yes.
A higher being.
And some other person hops on the line.
Oh, it's not hold.
No.
Is it,
it was hold.
Oh, it was hold.
And then someone else, Jeffrey's now gone.
By the way, what type of music plays for hold in that particular organization?
You know, I forgot what it is.
It was music, though.
It's gonna be like pop
was it,
music.
I would imagine it was calming, though.
It was like old American standard music.
Oh, okay.
Like Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Gotcha. Reminding you of the era of the 40s and 50s.
The great American, vintage Americana.
The greatest generation.
There's subliminal messages throughout. I bet the song was something about pay your debts. Yeah. You know? Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
I ain't got no money,
it's not
but
bad.
I'm going to pay the man anyway.
Go ahead.
So then a manager comes on.
Yeah.
And it's almost like my conversation with him didn't exist.
Of course.
Started right back over. And I said, look, I've already explained everything. You guys record everything. I'm sure you can go back to the tapes and hear everything I have to say. Is there anything that's going to
make this stop?
Where is this? How does this end? And honestly, the woman kind of dropped her front. It was a woman at this point. And it was like no accent. It was an American woman that took over at this point. And she said, Mr. Gerard, the calls won't stop.
Yeah.
The calls will continue.
Yeah.
I said, all right, game on. Great.
game on.
Oh, my God.
Literally, I was like, wonderful. I said, you understand, you are recording this, right? Yes. I said, for all those who are listening within your institution, we're recording. I just want to go on record right now to say that what you're saying to me is, I understand. And just laid the whole thing down.
Right.
I fully understand everything. I understand where you're at. You guys understand where I'm at. They never say they understand you, but you say it.
Right.
Is there any question? And then immediately she's like, well, if you give us, your checking account number today. And I was like, and I literally was like, I forgot her name, but calling her by her first name at this point.
Right. Dolores.
Stop, Dolores.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. There's nothing that you're going to say that's going to give, that you're going to get anything on.
She wants to stop so desperately.
Well,
I bet she dreams about stopping at night, but she can't.
Stop. Stop.
Her job is not to stop.
That is
and then
job.
The call, and she was like, the calls will continue. I said, wonderful. I will continue to not answer you. So I hung up the phone.
Great, man.
And you know what? They kept on coming. Now, yeah. there is a conclusion to this.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
You got a job, and now you're paying them back.
Yeah, so after I realized that the worst thing to do was to follow the Gregory Peter Hoyt Lewis manual,
yeah.
I took that and I threw it out the window.
You mean the pamphlet that you got on the orientation day?
The orientation pamphlet.
Not the full program.
Not the full program, but the pamphlet.
So I just do what Americans do. Get up and go to work.
At a job you hate?
Doesn't hate.
Doesn't matter. Job's
wait,
a job.
You hear that? Doesn't matter.
You gotta go
hate
job.
It.
You go yeah. get a job. Not no. all jobs are supposed to, according to Gregory Peter Lewis Hoyt's manual, every job you take is supposed to be rainbows and lollipops.
That's actually true. That should be the way.
It should be, yeah, I agree.
But I've been painting houses for the last 15 years, and that's not all.
How the rainbows?
Great.
The lollipops.
They've gotten better.
They've gotten better. Do they smell like paint thinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make me woozy.
So, a few months, yeah. carry on. I mean, I'm truncating this entire process.
Sure,
I mean,
of course.
This is probably over a matter of 14, 15 months, this whole situation.
Holy cow.
In and around.
Yeah.
So finally, calls keep coming, and every day I just ignore.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I put a few bucks in the bank, and the calls keep coming in, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to answer this. This will be the last time I pick up the phone and answer this. I call them up. I mean, they call up, I answer
it. I was about to say, I was like, you called them?
No. I don't have to. They call
right.
me every
oh, yes.
day.
Right. Multiple times a day. Right.
I knew that they were coming.
Yeah.
So I pick up the phone this time, and again, people,
yes,
they're like,
right.
he answered.
Yeah.
And the guy just starts, and again, I forgot the accent this time, but it was definitely, it started off not an American accent.
Oh, okay, right.
And immediately started to get into the spiel. And again, I said, stop. I said, stop. Stop right there. Stop. And they're like, well, if you cut us a check today, right now.
Is it always the same amount that they ask for?
No. Which drives home the point that the amount that you owe is completely irrelevant.
They just want money.
Right.
So I'm gonna make up numbers
right.
so that you can understand what exactly happened. This
yeah.
is not what really happened to
yeah.
protect what exactly happened.
Yes, right, right.
But we're just going to say that right. we're going to say that the amount was $10,000.
Okay.
All right. So I owed $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick up the phone, and the guy, he's like, well, if you give us a payment, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, I can't pay you $10,000, but I'm willing to make a payment right now. And I want to, the payment I make is going to be a one-shot deal,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be done. You and I, our business will be concluded.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's you that can do that, or if you need to put me on the phone with a manager right now, I'd like to have that conversation. I'm prepared to have that conversation.
Nice.
And he's like, well, if you give us this was the best part. He's like, well, we can't just say, you know, you owe us $10,000. You can't just say, here's six and call it a day. Like, we can't do that. I said, actually, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very aware of the laws that are existing.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that we can keep playing this game for another 6 months. And another 6 months from now, I'll get another call. And you guys will settle for pennies on the dollar. And we can keep doing this dance, or we can do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to do it right now. Immediately, he goes, Mr. Gerard, if you write us a check for $2,200, you'll be free and clear.
Good. Bye.
Boom.
Thanks.
Done. I said, hold on. We're recording? This recording? Yeah. Okay. So what you're telling me is for $2,000... He said, no, $2,200. I said, I'm saying $2,000.
You cut it even lower.
Yeah. I said, for $2,000, you and I have a deal. I'll write you a check right now. I'll give you the information. We're clear. We're done. The call stopped. You guys got what you want. I'm done. You're clear. We settled on 20 cents on the dollar, essentially, and that's the end of that. He's like, we got a deal. Boom. Done. And that's what happened. Now, granted, my credit's taken a whack, but it already took a whack. I've been playing this game for the last 15 months.
Whatever. Are you debt-free?
Just about 100% completely, yeah, at the moment.
But student loans, right, still? Not counting student loans?
Yeah, but the student loan bubble's about to burst, so I'm waiting for Congress to blow that out the window.
Oh, you're waiting for your debts to be cleared
by Congress.
Yeah.
He's been saying that.
You know how quickly
for
Congress
years.
Moves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And especially to wipe out American
bubble,
student
yeah.
loan debt.
Yeah, no.
An entire industry.
Okay, look,
based
I'm glad.
No,
I'm
but
glad
it's good.
That
the
you,
consumer debt
yeah.
thing is great.
The consumer debt thing is good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you managed to.
So I felt an impulse. I felt an impulse to want to call my initial friend from months prior.
Joseph?
No. My initial friend.
The
first phone call.
Yeah.
Mr. Gerard, we could do this the easy way or the hard way.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have her number?
I didn't, but I wanted to. I wanted to call her up and thank her for nothing.
Hey, guys, I have something to say.
What's that?
There's a guy that I know. This is off the subject. Thank you for that. I'm glad that you're out of debt.
Yeah.
Good.
That's good.
So the moral of the whole story, I know that there was a roundabout way to get to it, is that you got to deal with it.
Handle it. And you have the ability to negotiate.
Yeah.
Negotiate. What is...
Negotiate.
Handle it, and you have the ability to handle it how you want to handle it. But it's got to be handled.
Right.
You can't ignore it.
Yeah.
You can't run away and say that... Because it got to a point where neighbors were getting... Like, they'll get after your life.
Right.
And there's a way to handle it.
Yeah.
And handle it however you can.
Yeah.
And it's step in, but you've got to hit it head
on.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what she said. So there's a guy that I know, a friend of mine, named Tobias Jelinek. He's an actor friend of mine. But he has been listening to The Shide Show, and he wants to amp it up or whatever.
Is he a debt collector?
No, he's not a debt collector. He just wants to – he's going to book some guests for us to have on the show. So
what,
it's not just us talking.
It?
Not like – I guess kind of like –
Like producing,
like a,
you mean?
Yeah, like a guest producer kind of
thing.
Oh,
okay. All right.
He wants to
to do what you should have been doing this whole time.
I have been trying to do desperately.
And oh,
my
yeah,
people,
you know,
my
yeah.
people cancel on yeah. a regular. So yeah. he has some guests that he wants, and he wants to do some social media, quote unquote, like push for us. And,
all right, we'll take it.
So I just wanted to put that out there so that our viewers or listeners can be aware of it.
The people who are viewing
ideas.
The device that they're listening to us through. Yeah.
I don't exactly know what it is he'll be doing.
Does he have
aware.
A track record of being able to do this?
I don't think so. I don't know.
So we're just help. We're just accepting help from pretty much
from anyone at this point.
At this point, it's really
so if your neighbors call,
then we'll accept go with them as well.
Yeah. All right.
So Tobias.
Tobias. So just be aware of that. I don't know.
And I'd like to let our viewers know. Listeners,
that
there is a forthcoming Shide Show app that they'll be able to.
Yeah, Robert's developing.
No pressure on that.
No,
thanks,
no
guys.
No pressure on
All
that.
All right.
Shide Show app coming to you soon.
Yeah, we'll see.
Through the Play Store and the iTunes Store.
What? Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't at all.
On behalf of Robert Shide, Gregory Hoyt,
yeah.
My name is Brian Jordan.
Yeah.
We are the Shide Show.
Yay! I won't regret saying this thing that I'm saying. Is it better than keeping my mouth shut? That goes without saying. Call